Welcome back to the Sonic Serious Show, your favorite Syrian radio show. This is your DJ Damascus,
your DJ Homs,
and your DJ Aleppo. We make up Sonic Syria just like these cities make up Syria.
Hey, what's Syria's most popular food?
What?
Cereal!
Let's go to catching up with Syria on your favorite radio show, Sonic Syria.
Sonic Syria!
This is your DJ Damascus, ready to discuss ISIS. It's a jihadist militant group that is currently in the news in Syria and Iraq. It strives to establish a caliphate in the Sunni regions of Iraq and Syria.
Recently, ISIS bulldozed and destroyed the ancient city of Nimra, the ancient Hatra site, and destroyed museum artifacts in Mosul in Iraq. Apparently, ISIS has contempt for the history and heritage of the Arabs. They think temples and sculptures are false idols that should be smashed.
What's even worse? They try to destroy their own history, culture, and artifacts. That is something that Iraq won't be able to forgive ISIS for. That's it for today's Catching Up with Syria on Sonic Syria.
Sonic Syria! DJ Hong's here to take a look into Syria's history with Serious Syria on Sonic Syria, your favorite radio show. Syria used to be ruled by the Ottoman Empire, but after it was forced to give up its reign, France controlled it instead. They gained independence finally in 1946 and became a republic.
Syria opposed the establishment of a Jewish state, so it took part in the Arab-Israeli wars. It lost the Golan Heights to Israel, which Syria has demanded the return of. They have also demanded a creation of a Palestine state.
Then, what happened in 1975? A civil war broke out between Muslims and Christians. Syria sent troops to Lebanon, but a Lebanese politician who opposed Syria's influence was killed, and many blamed Syria, so they withdrew from Lebanon.
We'll be right back after a break on Sonic Syria with your DJs Damascus, Homs, and Aleppo.
Sonic Syria!
I need energy!
Whoa, do you need a lamp?
I have a way to solve that little problem. Bagloa, the crunchy of velvety heavenly layers of buttery flakes and flavored nuts, the perfect combination for your special treat time. Syrians make many varieties of baklava. This is the most common one you can find.
Ooh!
Here, try one!
Wow! It's so delicious! The best treat for everyone!
To make your order, just contact 0102211 or to get more information, visit tfabulous.loa.com. You're not responsible for any deaths, sicknesses, or diseases that come from social media. Order now to get due fried rice.
Time for me to go. Just remember, hello baklava, bye bye.
Sonic Syria!
Welcome back to Sonic Syria Radio Show. This is DJ Aleppo with the geography of Syria. Syria is located in South of Asia, north of Jordan, west of Iraq, south of Turkey, and east of Lebanon.
Syria is made up of highlands and arid deserts. A thin coastal region exists within the country, surrounded by mountains. There is also a large plateau on the eastern part of the country.
It's a combination of all major topographical and weather features possible on the land.
Sonic Syria!
We are now in Exploring Syria with your DJ Damascus. Today we are going to talk about the St. Simon Citadel. We have a special anonymous guest who is going to tell us about her visit.
Hello, so we heard that you visited St. Simon Citadel. Could you tell us a little background on this famous site?
Yeah, the citadel goes back to the 5th century CE when Simeon arrived in it. The arrival made the site a major tourist attraction even during his lifetime. He would stand on a pillar to get away from others and meditate to one. After his death, a church was built around the pillar.
Wow, that is incredible! So can you explain the site a little more in detail?
The site is honestly so magnificent to see. It's very run down and rocky, but I can still see the beauty of it. The church is a ruin, but it's still visible and impressive with its partially uncovered mosaic floors. The pillar is inside of the church, but it's just a mere chunk of rock because many tourists dwell it for souvenirs. It's also incredible to wander around it, which I did at 9 a.m. on December morning. It's located 45 minutes outside of Aleppo, so it's really a nice, easy morning or afternoon trip. Sonic Syria! Now we're moving on to Today I Learned About Culture, or TILAC, with your favorite radio show, Sonic Syria.
This is your host, DJ Hans. Today we're going to learn about housing in Syria.
Before we get into housing, you should first know that half of all Syrians live in cities and the other half live in small villages.
So those people that live in villages build their own houses out of stone or brick that was sun-dried.
Also, those that lived in cities live in modern housing and wear Western clothes, so they're pretty advanced compared to those that live in villages, don't you think?
Yeah, totally!
Sonic Syria!
What? Bored much? Now is the time to get your brain a little mingling. What do you think? Quiz time in city Syria! Call 010-911-9111 and get prizes you've never dreamed of. How many districts are there in Syria?
Oh, someone's calling! Here's DJ Aleppo speaking. You're now in live Sonic Syria Radio. You have 5 seconds to make up your mind.
65 districts?
Correct! I can hear your brain mingling. Don't worry, there's one more question coming up. What's the main religion in Syria? Hustle up!
Another lucky one!
Hello?
Calm down, you have 5 seconds.
Christian!
Sorry, unfortunately, that's wrong. The correct answer is Muslim!
Oh, darn it.
We'll be sure to send some surprises. That's it for today.
To grasp another chance, be sure to listen to your favorite radio show, the Sonic Syria Radio, tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific with your favorite DJs, Damascus, Homs, and Aleppo.
Bye. Sonic Syria.